Brad Locke.
And I'm Dalton Milton.
And you're listening to Prep Rally, a podcast covering high school sports in Northeast Mississippi, brought to you by the Daily Journal and DJournal.com. Hey, folks, welcome into another episode of Prep Rally, talking high school sports in Northeast Mississippi. Brad Locke here, along with Dalton Milton, as you just heard in the intro. How you doing, Dalton?
I'm doing well. You know, this is an exciting time of the season. You know, some teams playing the last games of the regular season this week, and you know, some teams are right in the middle of division play. It's kind of weird how that works out.
It's kind of weird because I think, some teams are like, is it Baldwin that's wrapping up?
Baldwin's playing their last game of the regular season tonight, or tomorrow night.
Thursday, because their bye week just happens to fall on the last week of the regular season. And then you got other teams that still have three games left. Mm-hmm. It depends on what class you're in and how that works. But, yeah, we're getting down toward the end, and huge division games coming up this weekend. One really big game. This is easily, to me, the game of the week. Pontotoc at Itawamba AHS. They're in a big 2-4A showdown, and we're certainly going to talk about that game. But some other big games as well. Actually, a couple of big games in 1-1A. I want to look at for a few minutes. And we'll look back at some of last week's key results. Had some big games last week as well. And so we're at that time of season into week 10 where pretty much all the games matter. Unless you're already eliminated from the playoffs.
Yeah, right.
Then maybe they don't. We got that. We got a little update on softball, the playoffs ongoing there in slow pitch. We'll have athletes of the week, as we always do. Just a reminder, you can access this podcast a variety of ways, iTunes, Google Play, any of your podcast apps. Also, can stream it online, preprally.djournal.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter, @DJournalPreps, for updates on when we drop new shows and just updates in general on high school sports here in Northeast Mississippi. We got a lot to pack in today, Dalton. Let's start with Week 9 Rewind. And you went over to Batesville, and Tupelo went over to Batesville and got, I guess, what you could call a historic win, 31-21 the final.
Yeah, and I think it was their first win there since 2001. So yep. I would say historic. And it was tough for them. They had to fight hard for it. You know, they went up 3-0 on the first drive, super quick, within about a minute and a half, and then South Pinole just punched them in the mouth, basically. And
yeah, as they do.
Yeah, they scored twice to go up 14-3 right there. I think it was early in the second quarter. Tupelo turned the ball over. They missed they had a field goal blocked. They had an interception. They had a fumble. It was just rough the first half for them with the ball.
But that fake field goal kind of turned things, didn't it?
Yeah, well, yeah, they scored with about 2 minutes left. And then they stopped South Pinole. They pinned them down on the 4-yard line on the opening kickoff.
Okay.
And then South Pinole ran on like a 95-yard run, got stopped on like the 2-yard line.
Wow.
And then just punched it in with a minute and 25 left. And then Tupelo drove right on the field, and that fake field goal, that was a great play call.
Yeah.
I mean, if you follow Tupelo, you could see what was happening.
Yeah,
but for teams that they don't know the players and the personnel that well, because they lined up Peyton Puckett back there, and so if you were watching and you're like, well, that's not Josh Smith back there kicking. I mean, what's Peyton Puckett doing? And they kind of look alike on the field, besides the fact that Peyton Puckett wears leg sleeves
and Josh had a kick blocked earlier, right?
Yeah.
So they're like, oh, the South Manila's thinking, oh, he's gonna try a new kicker, maybe.
Yeah, that's very possible.
I don't know.
And say, so, yeah, they just. Snapper flipped it back to him. He just tossed it back up to the snapper, and he running a little fade route to the left side. And, yeah, it was a great play call. And then they went for two to cut it to a one-possession game. Took a 21-18 deficit into halftime, and then defense just completely dominated South Pinole in the second half.
Five turnovers in the second half,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it was three interceptions, a turnover on downs, and a fumble. So,
wow.
And, you know, J-Rock did just enough carrying the ball to – you know, kind of scored two touchdowns there, or one in the second half to just kind of lead them there.
Yeah. Jaquarius Williams, a great running back there for Tupelo. So, huge win for Tupelo there in division play to remain undefeated. And, you know, South Pinole, they're a little down this year. They were down last year. They've got Ricky Woods back, though. And you know they're going to be back to where they've been pretty soon. I mean, they're a good team right now. I mean, they've got the talent. I mean, I talked to Ricky last week for a story I did on him, and you know he's like, you know he was there from I think it was 02 to 06, won four straight titles. He's like, yeah, I'm just coaching a lot of the brothers and cousins of the kids I coached before. So, you know, that talent pipeline I don't think has dried up at all in that area. And so I think South Pinole is going to be fine, so you better get them while you can. another year or two, and they'll probably be back to being the premier team in the state of Mississippi. But a huge win, nonetheless, for Tupelo. I'm not trying to downplay Tupelo's win, mind you. To go to South Panola and win is a huge deal. And South Panola, again, is a really good team. Got some really good players there. Patrick Chagog and who's the other guy? Quinn Bradford.
Yeah,
I think as a running back, as
quarterback, running back, they were both extremely talented.
Yeah, South Panola is going to, you know, I imagine they'll go to the playoffs and make some noise this year. So huge win for Tupelo to remain undefeated. A game I was at, Ripley and Corinth. This turned out to be the best game I've covered all year. I'd have to say I've had a handful of close games, but this was just a really fun game to watch. I mean, Corinth with that old Delaware wing tee, really tough to stop, and Ripley had trouble with it. I mean, Tam Patterson had four touchdowns, had a huge game running the ball for Corinth. But Ripley, man, they just had an answer every time. Trey Blanchard, the quarterback, just really led that charge. He had a huge night there. He had 174 yards and a touchdown passing, had 131 yards, another score running. And he did this with battling a stomach virus. He had a stomach bug. He was feeling sick all day. They pumped him full of Pedialyte, and he got out there and just ran and threw the ball really, really well. I mean, really brought some balance to that offense that probably were lacking earlier in the year. I mean, they've been passing the ball a good bit this year, but this was probably one of his better games, making the big throws. And you know, Corinth played well, too. That wing tee, man, when it's clicking, it's tough to deal with. And Tam Patterson, again, had a big game, but there were a couple of fumbles that Corinth lost that were kind of swung things back Ripley's way. Ripley did not turn the ball over, which was huge for them. When I covered them against Pontotoc, that was the 7-turnover game a few weeks ago. So they're getting better. Sam Hathorne, the first-year head coach, that's a huge win for him and the program in the big picture. Another big game. We thought this might be a close game, Dalton. Not so much.
It was not.
West Point defeats Olive Branch 51-7. Both teams undefeated coming in. I think Olive Branch was ranked 10th in the state, and West Point, you know, just might be the best team in the state. I know we've got them number two behind Tupelo in our large school rankings. You could flip flop them.
You could. I mean, we said that all year. You just put either one at 1-2. I think they're just.
They're both really good. And this game was like, what, 34-0 at halftime? It was no contest. And West Point hasn't really been in a contest. Their closest game has been 20 points. I think they're beating teams by an average of close to 5 touchdowns. It's ridiculous.
Honestly, I don't think they might not see a competition, you know.
They may not.
I could see them winning by 20 all the way through.
Yeah, definitely. Even into the playoffs, I mean, it's just ridiculous how good this team is. I mean, some people think it might be the best Chris Chambliss has had. He's been there. This is what I think his 12th year at West Point. And Marcus Murphy, Chris Calvert, Jason Brownlee, Terrence Cherry, just keep going and going. They've got so much talent on that team, and Chambliss is just a great coach and knows what to do with it. So, West Point, you know, hey, again, we've got Tupelo number one, but West Point just might be the best team around. It's, you know, 1-2, there's no shame.
No, there's
there.
Not.
You're good. That's the point.
Yeah.
And the rankings don't matter. I don't. They shouldn't that much.
To the players, most definitely, they don't care about it.
Yeah, it's a fan thing. It's fun. Mm-hmm. Fun to debate it, which we have in the past. So, huge win there for West Point. A couple of other results to note, a few other results from last week. Baldwin takes control in Division 1-2A, looking to win its fifth straight division title, defeating Walnut 35-21. Big win there. South Pontotoc falling on hard times after that 7-0 start, losing big to Houston 50-6. I think Uriah Shepherd, the quarterback, accounted for 5 touchdowns. So South Pontotoc is down, and now they're without their quarterback, aren't they?
Yeah, Cole Brown hurt his shoulder. He hurt it earlier in the season against Bruce, but then against Houston in third quarter, he took a really big shot, and he's out for the season now. So
wow.
Yeah, he had thrown for 1,300 yards and 18 touchdowns on the season. He was having a good season, and that's a rough loss. They have the junior Will Fleming's going to take over now at quarterback. He's been a backup for a few years now, so
right.
He is not new, but I don't think he doesn't have the number of snaps.
Right. But yeah, that's a tough loss. Now they got to face Choctaw County. I mean, they're going to be scrapping for a playoff spot at this point.
Yeah,
just to get in.
They will, and you know, it's a tough division, especially when you know, they have to win one out of the next two. So
yeah, that Nelson loss could loom large for their postseason hopes from a couple of weeks ago. And one more quick score. Starkville continues to impress with a big division win in 2-6A over Madison Central 14-6. We talked about West Point and Tupelo. Let's just throw Starkville into the conversation too. I think those are easily the three best teams in the area by far. just however you want to order them. But I really hope Tupelo and Starkville meet up in the playoffs. That'd be fun to watch. Okay, so that's a quick look back at Week 9. Let's look ahead. Big games this week, Dalton. Let's start with Pontotoc and Itawamba AHS. This would be my game of the week if we did a game of the week. Both teams 8-1 overall, 3-0 in Division 2 4A. This is the coaches won't say it outright, but Clint Hoots, talking to him today. And I talked to Jeff Carter, also the Pontotoc coach. But he's like, yeah, you know, this is essentially the winner possibly wins the division title. No, the winner is going to win the division, okay? That's not... Let's not kid ourselves. The rest of their schedule they can handle. So both teams undefeated in 2-4A. Should be a really, really good game. I mean, both teams are just playing at peak levels right now. I mean, I don't know what you can say about Pontotoc, how dominant they are on both sides of the ball. Have been most of this season. And they got Gabe Harmon back, and he's not 100% yet with that foot, but he's still playing well. I think he's averaging around 100 yards a game. And he came back against Ripley and had a good game that night a few weeks ago when I was there. And it's just hard to hype this game up too much. Itawamba, a good team last year. I think they went 8-3, but they're just much more improved this year. And actually, Jeff Carter was talking to me about that. He's like, yeah, they're a lot better. I'm not sure why, because they did have to replace some guys. I talked to Clinton Hooch. He's like, yeah, I'm not sure why either. Why we're so much better than last year. But both coaches agreed. It seems to be that for whatever reason, they're just playing better together as a team, you know. And I mean, last year Pontotoc beat Itawamba handily. I think 40-19 was the score. And so Jeff Carter, he's like, yeah, that team compared to this team, huge difference for whatever reason. I mean, they've got some good players. Jackson Orr at quarterback, Ike Chandler at running back, Jamal Shumpert, wrote about him last week, the linebacker, and he plays some on offense as well. And you know, you're familiar too with these teams, Dalton. This should be a really close, really fun game.
Yeah, it should. I'm really excited to see how Pontotoc's how they can run against Itawamba's defense, because you know, they have a good defense, especially with Jamal Shumpert back there. But honestly, Pontotoc's offensive line has been so good when I've seen them. You could probably just put whoever you want back there, and they might run for 100 yards.
Yeah, Cole Smith and the other guys, and you know, it's not just Cole, the LSU commit, but they've been really solid up front, really on both sides of the ball up front. But Itawamba, they just they've looked good like pretty much every week.
They have, and I'm excited. Of course, I won't be at the game, but I'm ready to read about it and see how Jackson Orr does against that defense, Pontotoc's defense.
Yeah, because that secondary has given some people fits.
Yes, they have, and Jackson Orr, he's been having a good season. You know, him and Lane Domino, they kind of they match up well. He's good on the outside there, so that'd be interesting to see how they're going to perform.
Yeah, you got Austin Morfis, you got Ralph Dunn, you got Trevor Morgan, all in the secondary. Those guys can all make you pay with mistakes, with picks and whatnot. So should be a heck of a game. We're going to double staff that game. We do that occasionally for a game of this magnitude. Scotty Nichols, our guy over at the Itawamba paper, will be there as usual. We're going to send Gene Phelps over there. Y'all remember Gene? He retired, but he has come back to help us part-time now, which was the plan all along. You can't go wrong having Gene Phelps in the house. So that'll be a heck of a game, and I look for the full coverage there in your Saturday Journal and at djournal.com. A couple of big 1A games in 1-1A, Biggersville at Okolona. Dalton, Okolona 5-0 in division, looked to be well on their way to winning the title. But Biggersville, I mean, that's a good squad. 7-1 overall, 4-1 in division. They got the two Q boys. Mm-hmm. So I can call them Quamon Davis and Quan Mays.
Yeah, and the thing that kind of scares me for this game is Okolona's had 2 weeks prepare. They had a bye week, and so they haven't played since the 5th. And so they've had a lot of time to prepare for, you know, the two Q boys. So it's going to be interesting to see, you know, because they've handled everybody in division so far. So
yeah, they really have. TCPS gave them a really tough game, 19-13 a couple of weeks ago, which was impressive to me for TCPS. That shows a lot about how far they've come as a program. And speaking of TCPS, they're going to visit Smithville as the Eagles are trying to make the playoffs for the first time in program history. I mean, the program hasn't been around that long, but then they had a setback back in 2013. They had to cancel the varsity season because of low roster numbers. But Sean Holliday is getting that program back in a very good place, very good footing. 6-2 coming in, 4-2 in division. Smithville, of course, always good. They're 5-1 in division. So certainly won't be easy. I think TCPS can give them a game, certainly, if they can do anything with Dustin Moffitt and try to limit him like Faulkner did a few weeks ago in that 7-6 Smithville win. then they'll have a shot. And they got Bo Robertson back. That's huge. The middle linebacker getting some college looks. He was out for four games with a shoulder injury. Returned last week, had eight tackles in that win over Faulkner. So that's huge for them. They got Bryce Hawkins there at quarterback. Cody Coggins at running back, who filled in for Robertson at middle linebacker. So they've definitely got, I think, the athletes to hang with Smithville there. So those are just a few of the big games coming up this weekend that we'll be covering. Man, again, Dalton, just a huge, huge week of games. Looking forward to how everything plays out. Real quick softball updates. We've got two teams left in the softball playoffs. The state championships are going to be held Saturday in Ridgeland. And Nettleton on Tuesday swept West Lauderdale. They'll advance to the Class 2 state title series against Newton County. And then Hamilton swept East Webster on Tuesday. They'll face Enterprise Clark for the Class 1 title. Now, you may recall in the past they've divided them up into just normal 1A, 2A, 3A, etc. This year it's this Class 1, Class 2, Class 3, shrinking numbers, I guess, for as far as the amount of teams in the state. And that's a whole other subject about the fate of slow-pitch softball. But Nettleton and Hamilton both looked very good Tuesday night in advancing to their respective state championship series, best of three, again, Saturday in Ridgeland. All right, let's close out the show with our Athletes of the Week. Do this every week. Honor a male and female athlete for their exploits on the field of play. Female athlete, speaking of softball, Katie Grace Payne, the pitcher for Nettleton. She can swing the stick, too. Last night had three home runs, eight RBIs over the two games against West Lauderdale. And back on Saturday, when Nettleton went down to Choctaw Central and won, she had three home runs in the Game 2 clincher. So Katie Grace Payne doing a very good job, one of several good players there for Nettleton, Jacob Kidd's bunch. And then the male athlete of the week, Clark Mills. Hard not to choose him this week. We had a lot of big-time performances on Friday night. Clark, the North Pontotoc quarterback, completed 19 of 30 passes for 400 yards, four touchdowns, in a 42-21 win over Boonville. And for the season, he's just having a huge year. He's completed 57.8% of his passes, 2,522 yards, 24 touchdowns, five picks. You've seen him play, Dalton. He's one of the best in the area, easily.
Oh, and no doubt. It's crazy just looking at the stats he has this season, you know, and he's just so good. You know, it's hard to explain how good he is, you know, just the way he controls that offense, and he's just got so many good receivers.
Yeah, he does.
They're not hurting on offense at all. You know, North Pontotoc, they're gonna put points up.
Yeah.
They can get a little inconsistent at times.
Sure.
But, you know, with him out there, you always have the chance to, you know, throw for 350 yards and, you know, score 35, 40, 42 points.
Yeah. Yeah, and North Pontotoc now is our number one team in the small school rankings. They leapfrogged Calhoun City, which lost to Winona by like three touchdowns last week. I was a little bit surprised by that. But there you go. Congrats to Katie Grace Payne and Clark Mills, our Athletes of the Week. And that does it for this episode of Prep Rally. Good show, Dalton, as usual. Thanks to everybody for tuning in. Again, you can get this show in iTunes, any of your podcast apps, or at preprally.djournal.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at D Journal Preps. Dalton's on Twitter at DL Middleton 8. I'm on there at Brad Locke. All right, that's it. Hope you get out to watch some football this Friday. We'll see you next week.